Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. I am here today with Ian Hannum and Shane Stevens from the Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association. How are you guys tonight?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm really great. Thank you guys for being here. So we recorded a podcast with you all. Gosh, that's been a few months now, yeah?
It's been a little while, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, 3 months almost now?
I think longer than that.
It's been a while. I don't know.
Yeah, it was back when Azalea Park had just gotten approved. So it's been like 6 months.
Oh, that's been quite a while, yeah.
Yeah, it has been a while, yeah. Yeah. So Azalea Park, that's really awesome. And it's like almost done.
It is. They just put in the, well, I'll let Ian tell.
Well, they've got the baskets in for the back nine. So there's officially 18 holes in at Azalea Park. There should be tee pads in the next couple of months. It's a little bit more work for the city to do back there. It's not tractor work. It's hand digging back there. So we'll see when that happens, but it is usable. We use it all the time now. It's pretty awesome.
And there's an awful lot of people that are playing.
Oh yeah. I see between 10 and 20 people play it. Individual people play it on, I mean, pretty much every day, at least 20 people play. It's a huge difference from a couple of years ago when there was 20 people that lived here that even considered playing disc golf.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And to see them all in the park and see them recreating in the park, like, it's just really cool to watch how many people are playing right now.
It's been really good. It's actually, you know, because I'm working at In Motion, we sell discs there. And I'm not trying to plug the place, but it's just we happen to see a lot of the disc golfers because we're a drop-off point for lost discs. Mm-hmm. So I have to say that since, well, we've had multiple courses come up because since we started McVeigh Rock, we've had the course in Gold Beach.
At Buffington Park.
Yep, and then we've had Salmon Run and, of course, Azalea. And it has really, really done a lot to help us get players out at McVeigh even. We have a lot of people that come in and you know, we'll ask them where they're going to go play. And, you know, you're going out to Azalea. Oh, no, we're going to head out to McVeigh, you know, or vice versa. You know, we get a lot of both. But it's been really good because I've seen a huge upswing in just general disc golf activity.
Yeah, it's way, way more activity. It's, like I said, incredible. I had no idea how much it would increase in just these couple
in just
of years.
6 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, it's been, I think, just over a year since we officially started working on McVeigh. And it's insane. The amount of, the difference between now and then is night and day. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it, but it really is. I mean, instead of running into a disc golfer here and there and someone going, oh yeah, I played back in, you know, when they were still throwing whammos, you know, there's a lot of guys out there playing, a lot of guys, a lot of girls, a lot of kids. Yeah.
People of all ages.
Oh yes.
Yeah. All ages, shapes, sizes, everybody. It's great. I keep wanting to say the word incredible.
Absolutely. That's my word. Ian knows that. We laugh about that all the time. So I'm really curious to know a little bit more too. I guess there's some people that have been getting together on Sundays, and it was Saturdays and now it's on Sundays and people play disc golf. Is it every Sunday?
Well, for the time being it's on Sundays, but that's only because of the youth soccer is playing games at Azalea during all Saturdays, every Saturday for several hours a day. So that was getting in the way of each other. We didn't want to be hindering the soccer players and such.
Yeah, it really does mess up a few holes.
Oh, yeah, there's a few holes that can't be played when there's a bunch of soccer players out. So we figured swap a day, and once they're done, we'll go back to Saturdays. That way, it fits for everybody a little bit better. We can get more participants that are otherwise occupied on Sundays, which will be happening in, I believe it's a month from now.
Okay.
There'll be Saturdays again.
So if it's raining, will you all still be playing on the weekend?
More than likely, we'll have at least a few of us out there. So if you want to come out and get wet, we'll be out there.
So these Sunday disc golf, Saturday disc golf, whatever, you know, if it's soccer season or not. If it's raining, there'll still be people out there probably playing, right? So if someone wants to come, anybody can come and play?
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure that if you don't have discs, there will somebody be willing to loan you a disc.
Is it free?
It is free. Yes. Okay. Yes. It is a free event.
It's always free at Azalea. The only course around here that's pay is Salmon Run. So, and Salmon Run is actually going to be beyond the new player level anyhow. So, you know, but yeah, it's free. And that's kind of what got me into it.
A lot of people like free. So what time would people show up?
We usually tee off at 10.
Okay.
Sometimes not 9 or 10. We'll notify anybody that seems interested, but we will usually start at 10.
Okay.
And it usually takes upwards of about 2 hours to play the whole 18-hole course, and it's a doubles event on every Sunday, and what doubles is you have a teammate. So the way that we arrange the teams at these weekly events is by a semi-random groupings. So you could end up with, I'm going to call, a ringer, you know, somebody that is very familiar with the course and disc golf. And you might end up winning, even though this is your first time ever playing disc golf, which is, I mean, it's happened. I've seen it happen, and it can be rather frustrating as another player.
I rely on that.
So we have Ian the ringer and Shane the newcomer,
Just the guy that goes out and has a good time. I'm never overly concerned with winning or losing. You know, I just want to go out and have a good time. If I get better and I notice that I'm playing better, yeah, it's a nice feeling. But I'm not as competitive as these guys. I got into it because I enjoyed doing it. There's not a lot of sports that I really draw me in. I don't like football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, tennis, golf, bowling, ping pong, or lawn darts ever since they put the safety tips on them.
Yes, we can't leave out the safety tip joke in this podcast.
That's right. So, you know, but disc golf was something that I liked doing outside, and it was at places that I liked to be. And so that's kind of why I got into it. And you know, it is important to note also that the groups that are going out, they're not SODGA. You know, really all we're doing is we're trying to help promote it by educating people about, you know, how good it is in so many ways, beyond the physical aspects, you know, which are quite obvious, and through building courses. The groups, these are something that have come up on their own, you know. Chetco Chuckers, which is the group that Ian started quite a while ago, I think they're the oldest group around. And you know, now we've got other groups that are kind of starting to form. I don't know if anybody's put a formal name to them yet, but you know, it's fun to watch this come, you know, all come together the way it is.
Yeah, in Gold Beach, they have a group or club. I'm not entirely certain yet, but it's I think called Fisk Nation. Interesting name. I'm not quite.
Fisk Nation?
Yep, Fisk Nation. I don't know. That's the name of their Facebook group anyway. So that's all I could say there. And then there's the Wild Rivers Disc Golf Club down in Crescent City, which has been around for quite a number of years. So it's kind of cool because you can go to all these different courses on the weekends usually. I know in Crescent City they do a weekend weekly event, which I think is a $5 entry fee, and then you can come up here to Azalea and play. You can play with two entirely different groups of players in two different weeks, or the same group of players playing at, you know, the other course. It can be rather interesting. We can have a group of 20 to 30 players show up. We haven't had that yet, but I've seen that in Crescent City. When I've gone down to play at their weekly events, it's just there's randomly 20 or 30 players, and it's like, wow, this is now, I mean, it's only $5, and half of that went to the club at that time because they were working on building new tee pads and getting baskets in there, and it was incredible.
Yeah. So you said earlier, Ian, that you all would notify interested people, like, how? Sounds like there's Facebook pages. So if someone's on Facebook, how would they find SODGA and the Checo Chuckers, where do they search it in the search bar, right? But
yeah, Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association, really, we're just a kind of an information page. We're not really anything that you can join because we're...
But you can like it.
But you can definitely like it.
Us.
Oh, we love
the
I'm the
new secretary for the Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association.
I was going to mention that.
So please like our Facebook page.
Yes. Yes, Scott is, you know, let's make that official. Scott is our new secretary and doing a fantastic job. And I can't thank you enough, actually, for joining in and helping out with the disaster of paperwork that I had piled up. It was
a mountain.
Well, to me it was. I mean,
two big folders that we had to just open up in a meeting while we were talking, and I just had to put it in order.
Well, it is greatly appreciated because when it comes to that end of things, I just kind of get lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One, I think this is a really great time. Ian asked me before the podcast. We have a event coming up on October 20th where we're going to be talking about mentoring and things like that with nonprofits. And coaching really isn't the right word, right? Because coaching kind of implies that the other person maybe doesn't have any knowledge. And you all certainly have given me knowledge, right, about disc golf and other things. But in exchange, I'm giving you my knowledge of, oh, well, this is how we can put this paperwork in order, and this is what we need to do, and we're actually going to be signing some bylaws after this meeting as officers and getting those forms mailed off. Thank you to the Department of Justice for being patient with us.
Yes. Yes.
And then we're working on some other paperwork upcoming in the next few weeks. And there's a lot of people in this community that have a lot of different skills. And the more that we can build relationships amongst groups, right? I don't play disc golf. Ian's talked to me about it so many times, and I don't have the patience for it. But I do like to bring people together. And that's one of the things that I'm noticing is, wow, this is really cool. All these people are congregating.
Do you know, that's really a lot of the other reason. I mean, if they're, you know, besides the fact that I like to go out and play it and enjoy it, I think that is probably the main reason why I decided to help do this project. You know, we didn't have a really much of a place to play at the time. I think Ian was trying to do what he could with McVeigh at the time. And, you know, for just one guy, he did a heck of a job. I mean, we had something, but it wasn't really very developed yet. And he didn't have, you know, a lot of permissions to do what we've been able to go in and do now. And so, you know, It is fun, you know, and just for the same reason. That's why I'm in it. I mean, like I say, I play because it's casual, mm-hmm. Not because I'm worried about being the best disc golfer like some of these other guys. Like you, I do it because I like seeing people come together. I like seeing people have a good time, and I like being part of what helped make it possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like seeing people recreate in my hometown.
Yes.
Because there tends to be a lack of opportunity, and people say, oh, well, if you just look, well, there's not really recreation. There's nature recreation, but there's not a lot of public spaces until recently that have really been dedicated to recreation in this community, except for a baseball diamond. So it's nice to see that.
That's very true. Yeah. And, right? You know, that's one thing, you know, when I've lived here for 20 years now, and almost 21, actually 21 years. I've been here 21 years now. And
you've got a year on me.
I remember when, you know, the big saying was, you know, there's nothing for the kids to do around here. Mm-hmm. And I think that people have really noticed that, and they are trying to change things and create things that, you know, not only the kids can enjoy, but everyone.
Yes.
You know, and that's been a good thing about disc golf. And that's one of the reasons, again, why I like seeing it come up, is because it does give people something to do. You know, there's other things I would like to see happening, you know, as well, but some of those things don't belong in this area, you know. Some of them just aren't feasible in this area. You know, my real passion being pinball. You know, I would love to see things happen with that. But, you know, in the area we live, it's really not all that feasible. So, you know, to have disc golf and have it something that works and that gets people out into the awesome place that we live. I mean, I moved here from Utah. I moved here from the desert, you know, I mean, and the city. So when you get out here and, you know, it's a beautiful place, and people tend to forget that. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to give them something to do out in that beautiful place.
Yes, absolutely. I am Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. I am here today with my fellow members of the Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association. And this podcast is What's New in Disc Golf. So you were talking a little bit, you kind of alluded to some stuff that's happening at McVeigh. Right. And that's really a big focus of our organization moving forward right now, is trying to get that stuff up and going to kind of get it caught up with Azalea. You want to tell us what's happening?
Since our last podcast, I don't think we had our bridge finished at that point.
I think we talked about the bridge, but yeah. I don't think it was done.
I don't think it was done. So the bridge is completely finished now. And this gives people, you know, permanent access to the other side. It still only gets mowed whenever they feel like it, which unfortunately on that side is about 3 times a year. But, you know, at this point, you know, we have access to it. It's a, you know, it's awesome. If people have never walked over there, they should, just to go see how big it is. That park is huge. So, yeah, we got the bridge in, and, you know, of course, our fence was done before that, and now we have new members in SODGA, which is a huge thing. People get, their lives get busy, and they're not able to do things that they started out with sometimes, and so we have had some member changes. I'm still president, but we now have Ian as the vice president, and you as our secretary, and we still have Brandon with us. Brandon's actually, being a little more active than he was at the time. He was just kind of a voting member at that point, but he's really,
stepping up.
Yeah, you met with him, you know how it's going. So that's really awesome. And, I don't know what we're doing for our fifth guy yet. We haven't really decided that.
Wait, I'm a secretary? Just kidding. I promised myself and promised some of my friends I wasn't going to sign up for anything else for volunteers. So if you're listening and you're interested and you play disc golf and you want to join a local organization, we are looking for
a fifth member. Yeah. And you don't need to be a disc golfer. You just need to be somebody that wants to make a difference in the community.
Yes.
And that's really what it's all about right now. So.
And it'd be really cool if it was a woman.
Yeah, that would be good
to have.
Because right now we're all male board, right?
Yeah, it would be good to have a female input on it. So, I would absolutely enjoy that. You know, and I'm trying not to shut Ian out of the podcast here, but I figure since I'm the guy that's been here longest at this point, it's kind of my fun to get to say that we are at the point where we are now getting ready to install tee pads. So.
Oh, cool.
We've had the city of Brookings, when they did the tee pads up at Azalea, they're going to let us use the forms that they use. So that will help us a lot. That will save us a lot of money. And Gary Kleinfelter, who did the concrete finishing for Azalea, has donated his services to do the concrete finishing for us. So big shout out to him. And we're going to make sure that he's, you know, put on our main sign, you know, nice and big. And, you know, because we really appreciate when somebody pitches in and helps out. You know, mm-hmm. This is a community project. We're just guys building it with little money in our pockets. So, you know, it goes a long ways. And I think that's our biggest news right now, don't you?
Yeah, that is definitely the biggest news. Yeah. Most exciting thing going on at the SODGA at the moment, anyway.
I'll say for Ian, you know, he's really excited because there is talk of the McVeigh Rock Open. We were a little unsure whether or not we were going to be able to do it again. And as you know from our meeting, it's been decided that it is most definitely going to happen. We just don't know any of the details yet.
Yeah, I was like, have we worked any of them?
Yeah, I was going to say all of them, but now really it's any of them. We don't know any of them yet, but I think, yeah, there's been discussion. We've got a lot of cool things that we've all been discussing, as you know, and a lot of fun ideas to really make this a community event beyond just a disc golf event. So I think that what we have cooking is really going to get people's attention, and I think everyone's going to enjoy it. And hopefully next weekend we'll figure out exactly how we're going to pull it off.
So last year, McVeigh Rock Open happened in January. It's not happening in January in 2016.
No, and we're also expecting, you know, from what the weather is saying, a really super El Nino wet year.
Very wet.
So that being the case, last year, boy, it rained all day long.
Oh, man.
All day long.
It was a hurricane.
And I think we'd like to have it on a day when it's a little bit drier.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice to have it on a day where you could actually enjoy sunshine. The beautiful surroundings, right? Because yeah. It's a beautiful course. I mean, Azalea is really pretty, but McVeigh is gorgeous because you're playing disc golf right there on the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right on that cliff face. It's beautiful. I've watched quite a few sunsets off of that cliff while playing disc golf. And hopefully quite a few more people will watch sunsets while playing disc golf there. It's a beautiful thing.
So you're thinking more for the McVeigh Rock Open, like more of like a spring summer kind of.
You know, until we sit and look at the schedule together, it's going to be a little bit difficult to even pinpoint it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, optimistically, I would say yes, but with the ideas that we have cooking, I think that we need to just hesitate before we say exactly when.
Sure, absolutely.
You know.
I was looking at the disc golf schedule with Ian online of like tournaments and stuff that there's so many.
Yes.
Several hundred.
Yes.
PDGA, which is the Professional Disc Golf Association ranked events, several hundred per month.
Yeah.
In the United States.
So it comes down to a matter of who you're going to try to attract.
Yeah.
You know, and...
And yeah. We really want our community, like local community, and then fairly local, you know.
Yeah.
We want to get like a good radius around the city.
Like a region.
Yeah. Yes, we want to...
Which
yeah.
actually makes it kind of nice because that puts a lot of events that are happening to where they aren't going to affect the people that we're going to be trying to bring to the event.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was actually just talking with Ryan, the former vice president, just the other day about that, and he pointed that out because I was a little concerned about it. And he said, "Yeah, but you know, look at who you're going to be expecting to come. These are people that aren't going to be going to these other events anyhow." Yeah. So
Paul Macbeth won't be there?
Hopefully not.
No Climo? See, I'm learning all the names, huh?
I'm proud of you, Scott. It's only taken 3 years.
Yeah, you
kind of
surprised me there.
I was hoping you were going to throw
3 years,
one there yet.
2.5. 2.5 years.
Close enough.
So moving forward with disc golf in the area, so it sounds like McVeigh is really gaining some traction. Other than the tee pads, what kinds of things are still needed?
McVeigh is still a very popular course. Very popular, actually. It's really surprising me how popular it is, to be perfectly honest.
It's a casual course.
It really surprises me when people are like, we're going out to McVeigh. I'm like, oh, cool, you know, because Azalea's all new and, you know, they got the fancy baskets and we're still plugging along. Really, you know, once we get the tee pads in, at that point, I'm kind of hoping we can also do the basket bases. And you guys don't even know this yet, but I just spoke with Little Joe. Everybody in town knows Little Joe over at Harbor Logging. And he actually, the tone poles that we have now, which are old fire extinguishers, were originally donated from him for the course that was being built up at Salmon Run until they got the better tanks that they were going to be using. Once they got what they needed, then they in turn donated those to us. So Joe, I spoke with him today and, I know he's going to help out. I just don't know exactly how much yet, but he is going to help out by converting those poles that we have out there now, which are essentially just a regular green T post that you hammer into the ground for fencing. He's going to set us up with actual posts that will lock onto the existing bases that we'll put in. And then that way, as we switch to baskets, all we have to do is literally unbolt the post, the tone pole, and bolt the basket on in its place.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Joe's a super guy.
Yeah. This is a pretty good
idea. Awesome guy. So, you know, that's the right now. So that's the big goal is we get the tee pads and bases in. And then at that point, I know we have one basket that is ready to go in, which is we've affectionately been calling it Frankenstein, which was one that we had prototyped up for us by a local builder who had hoped to be able to provide them for us. But unfortunately, it's just a lot to ask for a small guy to be able to build something that complex at a cost, you know, comparable to what we can purchase them for. But we still have this one, and we'll be able to put it in play. And it's, at that point, it's just start getting the rest of our sponsors and a little bit more money put together and start dropping baskets in one at a time.
So as the secretary, I would like, you want to talk about the sponsorships of the holes and the benches?
Sure.
Okay.
So we've got the a full tee sponsor is $1,000. And that, do you want me to say exactly what they get for that?
Please.
That gets you your name large on the main sign, and it gets you at each and every hole there will be a tee sign that explains how the hole is played and kind of shows a rough, you know, well, not rough, but a nice little drawing of how the course is laid out for that particular hole. And it will also state who the hole was sponsored by. A lot of courses, what they will do is they will require a yearly fee to keep this sponsorship. With us, that's not the case. This is a one-time sponsorship, and your name is up there until you no longer exist. You know, once you or your business is gone, then we might look at putting someone else on there, you know, but no, really, it puts you on there forever. So, you know, that's all that's important. We would never change it. I don't know why I even said that. So that's a tee sponsorship. Then there'll be a bench sponsorship. We're still discussing the exact type of bench we're going to do, but there's going to be several of those. There'll be a bench at each hole, as well as some scattered about the park for those of us that like to pause midway through the course because we're maybe a little bit overweight and lazy. Bench sponsorships will be $350. That will put your name on the bench and will also put your name on the sign. So, and then after that, we have, what did we call it? The community sponsor.
Yes.
I think we liked that name. That was a good name for it. And a community sponsor is basically anybody that wants to throw $50 or more at us, that will put your name on the sign. And we wanted to do something like that so that, you know, if there's some kid that goes out and plays all the time and loves it and wants to be a part of it and, you know, wants to save his allowance or lunch money, it just gives a way that anybody can contribute to this and be able to walk over there and say, yeah, look, my name's on the sign. I helped build this park. Because that's really what it is they are helping us to build the park.
I'm not going to drop names, but I know at least one person that has some money to invest in the community sponsorships, which is really cool.
That's awesome. So if you're listening to this podcast and you would like to donate to the Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association to help McVeigh Rock Disc Golf Course become a reality and be... Because it's such a beautiful place, yeah. Right? It'd be
help
nice
us
if
it
was.
It off.
Yeah, because we've got the city that helped, you know, with the Azalea course, and that got all this money kind of given to it. And McVeigh doesn't have a municipality with the money to give, right?
You know, McVeigh Rock's really I would guess, the oldest disc golf course, you know, if you want to say established disc golf course in Curry County. And we're still working on it. We're getting there, you know. Since we started it, we've had three other courses built around us, and we're like, hey.
We're the little disc golf course that could.
That's right. We showed them they could, and they all jump. If you build it, they will come. You know, but so we would love for people to contact us to donate. And I'm trying to think of the best way to contact us. I don't even know. Our Facebook page would probably be a good way. I'm sure you can message us through there somehow.
I'm sure you could message us on the Facebook page. You could contact KCIW.
That would be a good way to do it.
KCIW would be more than happy to put you in contact. You can stop me, Scott Clapson, walking down the street in Brookings.
Yep. If anybody knows me, you know, the hippie at the graphic shop, you know, you can stop me. You know, Ian's the hippie at the disc golf course.
Right.
Yeah, I'm out there pretty regularly.
So we got a hippie walking down the street, we got a hippie doing graphics, and a hippie playing disc golf at the park.
You need a ponytail, Scott, and then we can be the ponytail squad.
Yeah, no, I don't need a ponytail.
I don't know, I've been pulling mine back lately, so.
This has been really fun, you guys. Thank you. I'm really excited to be a part of this organization.
Thank you. We appreciate the chance to be able to come on and talk about this and let people know what's going on and keep them updated.
Yeah, and maybe in like 4 to 6 months, we can sit down and do this again. It'd be really cool.
Well, because I know our future benefactor is listening right now and getting ready to call with, you know, throw money at us and tell us, here, guys, finish it. You've got heart.
Absolutely. You can look for the Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It'd be really awesome if you liked us on Facebook. And consider donating as well. And a $1,000 tee sponsorship $350 bench sponsorship or a community sponsorship for $50 or more. This is Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW Community Radio with What's New in Disc Golf. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy these podcasts, KCIW is a nonprofit and we appreciate your donations. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. If you like this program and want to hear more like it, consider becoming a founding member. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org.